Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
That's your staple, bro. They know you by that, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, like, if you wear t-shirts, like, that's not Carlos.
Yo, and then remember we made up that thing, like, if I wear a t-shirt, then it's not a banger? Because remember...
No, if you have the hair, that's what I said.
No, but remember when you first started recording? Recording, whenever I wore a t-shirt, like, we just didn't get it flowing.
Yeah.
So and I always have to wear either a hoodie or a cardigan or some shit.
And if you notice in the past episodes, I had a superstition that if I only wore black, if it was a black tee, then we would have a blessed episodes every single time.
You have to break that shit, though.
I broke it, like, eventually, but then now every time's a banger.
Imagine every time you just have that black shit, like, the same t-shirt. So
you get it. Like, I have to get sponsored by, like, Gildan or some shit, but after that. Because, like, that ass, like, that's all I wore.
Yeah. But cardigans is like I'm trying to make it my iconic piece, you know?
Yeah.
You know how every, like, celebrity or every, let's say, like, a movie character, they have, like, an item or something they wear that always, like, it's, you can see that item and you'll think of that person. Yeah.
You're saying Abel, like, The Weeknd, we were talking about The Weeknd. I didn't know his hair was like that, though. I thought he was known for, like,
bro, listen, his hair.
Yeah.
If you see a silhouette of The Weeknd's hair, you know it's The Weeknd.
I'm trying to think, like, I don't remember his hair, though. Like, it shouldn't it just come straight to my mind?
Yeah, you don't, his dreads are like this. It's like a bun, but it's like this.
Maybe I haven't been paying attention.
It's like a tree branch type shit.
Word. Because when I think about The Weeknd, I think about blood for some reason.
Why blood?
Because, like, his album cover. Well, like, he was like this or some shit.
Oh, I get it. Oh, you know what? Because The Weeknd did change his hair, though.
Yeah,
he did change
his
hair.
Saying.
You're right.
I was like, nah, it's got to be something different.
No, but for when he was first popping off, he always had the same, like, dreads. It was kind of like
I low-key remember the dreads.
Remember when Jaden Smith grew out his dreads and it had same Weeknd shit?
Yeah.
And then when he grew it out, he's like, oh, baby Weeknd, or his, like, The Weeknd.
Yeah.
So they attach that look to him. So anytime you see, like, a silhouette of that shit, you'll think of that person. Just Michael Jackson with sparkly shit.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know.
Now it's like X. You know X is famous, like, police picture?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With the two dyed.
The half and half,
the half and half. Yeah. I think that's, he started that wave.
Or yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
He kind of started, like, people started doing it after that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the CLB. Like, all men's now, I see with the heart because of Drake.
Oh, yeah. That was sick, though. That's such a good, like, move.
It kind of was. It was kind of good promo for his album.
But you think,
like,
it's corny?
Yeah, I think it's kind of corny.
I think it's corny when, okay, I'm not going to say that.
No, because
I know man's with that haircut, though.
Oh. No, but low-key, his look proper. His look proper, though. His,
yeah, proper. I'm saying it's cool. Yeah, it's cool.
I know he's a regular listener, so, like, shout out him. But what else? What else is there?
Look. I think if you look at, like...
Who has, like, the best hair and rap type shit?
No, an item that you think about right away. It could be, like, anything. You know what I mean? Like, for example, let's see.
I don't know, like, in WWE, though, like, Rey Mysterio with a mask, that was his main shit.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
And, like, the boogeyman with the worms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's not a mask. It's what's the word for it? It's like a...
It's just something that sticks, resembles them.
Yeah.
It's resembling them. Because right now, I can only think of the hair. Like, ASAP Rocky with the box braids.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's, like, knows ASAP for the box braids.
Oh, Eminem with the blonde hair. Oh, when you were Slim Shady. Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
And then when everybody copied that, they thought of Eminem right away. If you see a character, let's say, in a cartoon or in a movie where they're trying to, like, satire it, then they'll use those type of, like, images to resemble that person.
Word.
So you get that person right away. You'll be like, oh, that's a shout out to whoever.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, blonde hair, that's a shout out to Slim Shady. Mm,
right? True. So you're trying to build your own cardigan shit.
No, I'm trying to build this, like, I think of Carlos, you know?
Yeah. Because I don't know. I don't have that yet. I don't think so. I just wear whatever I wear.
Because I'm trying to dig deep into like these marketing strategies, fam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you know me, I always dig deep into shit.
Yeah, 100%.
And marketing is one of my favorite things to dig into. Mm-hmm. And low key, I can just take whatever I see and then use it with this. Because there's so many different things. There's so many let's say like social media tactics, right? Yeah. Branding tactics, right? That you can see from other things. And if you just translate it over into your own brand or like your own project, mm-hmm. then shit, you'll find results, period. You know what I mean?
We can turn Jumper's Jump into like some athletic shit too, if you really think about it.
Athletic shit.
No, Jumper's Jump.
Like, oh yeah,
jump,
yeah,
like
yeah.
The word jump, we can brand that into something else. Because mm-hmm. I remember when we were starting off, we were like, yo, like come up with some ideas, like how can we can brand? And the first thing I thought it was like basketball, because we jump and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know, bro.
Just like jumping off, you know, jumping off the edge.
I like how it kind of formed into that.
Yeah, like in Matrix, mm-hmm. remember that one scene where he's like, Neo, just jump.
Oh,
just jump.
Yeah.
You'll make it, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I can't do it. Yeah, and he's like, go jump. Mm-hmm. And he jumped across like a crazy ass building.
I recently watched Project X.
Oh, yeah.
I finally got into it. You know why I got into it though?
Why?
Because the Adrian kickback.
Oh, Adrian's kickback? Because
I was watching the stories, mm-hmm. and that was like the most warmer version of like Project X. Right? So I came back and I watched Project X. Oh my God, so fire. I don't know why I slept on this movie, bro.
Yo, that came out like, I think we were in grade six.
It was like 2014, 2011.
Mm-hmm. I remember watching it. It got ripped onto YouTube.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was still in grade six. I was watching that on my own, like, damn,
fam,
this is crazy.
Fam, it was crazy. The scenes there, mm-hmm. my goodness. If you saw that at a young age,
yeah,
you would want to go into high school, like, going crazy.
Yo, they did a Project X in Ontario before. I think it was in Vaughan, like, long time ago. This was, like,
a proper
2017
one?
Or some shit like that.
A proper one, though?
It was literally Project X, and then... Oh, was it in Ontario?
Because there was an Andrews kickback in Toronto.
No, not that. I'm not talking about that one. That one's recent. That one's recent. Yeah, yeah. There's one like long time ago. Word. They copied Project X. They rented out a mansion.
Oh shit!
And then I think like a crazy amount of people. I think like 10,000 something people showed up.
No,
something crazy like that.
Really?
And they fucked up the house, and it was like over 2 million worth of damage or some shit.
Oh no! But this wasn't like no one's house, right? This was just like a.
It was rented. It was rented. It was either rented or it was like one of those It was one of those houses that were going on sale or some shit.
Okay, good. Because if that shit happened, my fam, I'm so respectful, like at parties and shit.
Yeah.
Like I'll have a drink and like I'll put a coaster down. I have to really like think of it like, okay, if this was my house, how would I want it?
Yeah, that's true.
But
that's
you have
true.
Those mans. I remember we were at one party and they started playing Mo Bamba, right?
Yeah.
Some mans took paintings and like threw it and shit like that. And like the grandpa walked in, I remember. And there was a guy who threw a pillow at the grandpa. Like, dog, that's the owner. Yo, of the
I remember exactly that moment too. I remember that exactly that moment.
But yeah, we were just turning up and shit, but yeah.
Bro, I think that was the first time I really got like so drunk in front of everybody. Remember that?
Oh yeah. but that was when it was like high school's over.
Yeah, yeah.
Who cares, you know?
Yo, I feel bad, like all these people that are graduating this year, finish all their studies and shit. They don't even have a chance to. Well, at least in America, they can now, right?
They can. They're free and shit. But in Ontario, it's like, you're literally, nah.
Yeah, damn.
Doug Ford said, nah.
Yeah, just Canadians would be out of luck, fam.
Real shit. I like how Canadians were roasting Americans and now we in the same position.
Oh, yeah. That's so true.
Because like Americans rolling loud. Open that shit up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And thing. Open that shit up.
I know.
And I was like, that's whatever.
Yeah. At least the world's getting better, though.
It is. We're supposed to be out soon. But yeah. Ontario somehow is gonna fuck it up, because look at that shit that happened in our area beside the Walmart. Mm-hmm. They huddled around and drifted.
Oh yeah, they had a car meet, and then like hella people showed up and shit. Yeah. One person died apparently.
What?
That's a rumor. One person died.
Oh,
and
shit.
One person lost their eye.
No.
Yeah.
From what? Like a shooting?
No, because it was. And they're like drifting the whips, you know what I mean?
Oh, word.
They're doing donuts. Mm-hmm. And then I think one of it like hit somebody.
Yeah.
And I guess the way like he got hit, his eye popped out.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah.
That ass?
I think he lost an eye, or like he was like, it popped out or some shit.
Mm. From a drift, fam?
Yeah, bro. Imagine, it sucks because like over some stupid shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Like, fam, like I knew like Ontario's gonna f*** up somehow.
It's all fun and games, but like shit, when someone gets hurt,
yeah,
it sucks.
At the end of the day, you can look back and like memories, fam.
I guess so.
Like low-key.
Without an eye.
Yeah, I mean, like low-key, the best memories are when you're fucking around with your friends and like some bad shit happens. Like you can look back.
I guess.
You feel me?
Just be safe, y'all.
Yeah, just be safe. Deadass, be safe. There was some disturbing shit though that I watched.
What's disturbing shit?
You know about Mr. 122 Dirtbag?
Who's that?
You have to watch the video.
Okay, after. Okay.
Okay, so this is like this girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Called Maura Madison, who went missing one day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because she told her teacher, she's in nursing school, right? So she told her teachers that she was going on like some holiday break because of family issues.
Uh-huh.
So she had to leave early.
Yeah.
Right? So in 2004, she disappeared after her car crashed on Route 112.
Wait, she disappeared on a car crash?
Yeah, so the car crash was still there, but she wasn't there.
Okay, yeah.
Right? So she disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
11 years later, remember Route 112. Remember that number. Okay. 11 years later, she's still missing, right? The police are saying, okay, at this point, there's no evidence where she went. She's a missing person.
Yeah.
Declared as a missing person. And her parents, her dad always says, she probably f-ing got murdered by a dirtbag, right?
Like kidnapped.
Kidnapped by a dirtbag.
Yeah.
Okay, so 112, dirtbag. Remember those two words.
Yeah.
So in 2012, on the anniversary of when she got missing.
Yes.
Some guy posted a YouTube video, Mr. 112 Dirtbag. And the video was probably the most disturbing shit I've ever watched.
What was it?
A guy just laughing. Ha, 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 ha. Dead ass laughing, yeah. Like the most evil laugh ever. It's a 4-minute video of him just laughing.
So is it tied?
It's tied because Route 112.
Yeah. Dirtbag 112. Dirtbag,
because her dad was like, he probably got murdered by a dirtbag or kidnapped by a dirtbag.
Oh, shit.
And if you watch the video, fam, it's so... While I was writing in my notes, I got shivers.
Did they show it? They didn't show the girl though, right?
No, they didn't show the girl. But it was a guy, literally old ass guy, in front of the camera on the chair, just.
What the? That's so weird.
Yeah, like imagine that shit.
But what if it's just trolling?
No, but that's the thing. Like they still haven't like tied it together.
It's still unsolved.
Unsolved.
Oh,
yeah.
Cause yo, you ever watch that movie, The Zodiac?
No,
bro. So in The Zodiac, they were looking for the Zodiac killer, yeah. Right? And they ended up narrowing it down to a few couple suspects.
Yeah.
And one of the suspects, they had like so many things that lined up with him.
Yeah.
That may have, it was pretty much him. Okay. You know what I mean? Like all of these things lined up that were like, okay, it has to be this guy. First of all, his watch was called Zodiac.
Oh, fuck that.
The brand of his watch was Zodiac.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? He was at certain places. He was into certain things that the killer liked.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing was, they didn't have any proof
besides
like these little references that tied him to the murder.
And you can't accuse someone like that. Like if it's only like little clues.
It's gotta be like solid evidence type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it sucks because when he leaves these little like hints, these little references to show.
It all ties up.
Yeah, it all ties up. Like how could it not be him? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How could it not?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like frustrating. Like, we want to get this guy, but we can't. I mean, that's probably like that case.
Is he in jail or they just haven't
so touched upon? This is long time ago. This is long time ago. Yeah. I believe it was in the 80s. I believe it's 80s. Yeah. But what happened was they ended up unsolved.
Unsolved?
Case unsolved. Left alone.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't do anything.
I don't know. Imagine. But like that dirtbag shit really just creeped me out
because
of the 112 dirtbag. Like that's really weird.
Yeah. But then it could just be a troll too.
But I don't know. It could just be an old guy. It was an old guy, fam. Or maybe
saying old guys are evil.
I don't know. That's a theory, bro. It might have been a troll, or maybe the guy like just took like some random old guy laughing hysterically
and
just posted it. But maybe the guy who posted it was the killer, because literally it was on the anniversary.
See, that's the thing I'm saying. Like it's all lines up, but you can't prove it though. You can't prove it. Mm-hmm. It's just like
the biggest troll.
Yeah, it's like the biggest troll. Okay, look. It's either up to them to figure it out.
Yeah.
Or they can't get evidence and they can't solve that shit.
That's like cheating on a test.
Cheating on a test.
If the teacher doesn't have significant evidence, what do you mean I cheated?
Yo, okay. you know, in Naruto, the Chunin exams?
No.
So in Naruto, they had to write a test.
Yeah.
Right? The Chunin exams. They had to write a written test, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the first rule was like, you could not cheat. You could do nothing to cheat.
Yeah, yeah.
If we catch you cheating, right? You're out.
Okay.
Now, the key was... if we catch you cheating.
Yeah.
So they actually wanted you to cheat. They wanted you to express like your abilities and use whatever you could to cheat.
Yeah.
But if we caught you cheating, then you failed the test. So the real test was if you can cheat without getting caught.
Oh, so it made them be like, yo, what if?
Mm-hmm.
Did they end up cheating on that shit?
Everybody cheated, bro. Everybody cheated.
Yo, there's a theory that Derrick Rose cheated on his SATs.
Wait, why? Derrick Rose?
Yeah, I think this is actually true, though. Because he had to take an SAT, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he made a guy go in the class and take it under his name. and it qualified and certified under the University of Memphis.
Yeah.
And that's how he got in.
Oh, so he had to make like a certain requirement before he could go.
Yeah, yeah. So he made a guy take his SATs.
Wow. you could get away with that shit, eh?
No, you can.
You could get away with that shit. Cause I always thought like, cause me and my cousin were in the same program.
Yeah.
Like,
so and you he both did, had Wico.
Yeah, he did. No, he's a different last name. But,
oh, okay.
But he looks like me. He looks okay. like me, you know?
Yeah.
So I always thought like, what if just one day
yeah.
I just let him like, here's my ID.
Yeah.
Right. Cause when they look at your ID, like they look at it, but it's they like don't this. Like stare yeah, like, you yeah. know what I mean? The yeah. TAs are like, all right. Looks like you are. You're blessed.
And we don't advise this shit. Like, go take your test.
I don't, but, I don't advise cheating. This yeah. is just like, in my head, like yeah. I was thinking about. But fam, low key, I don't think they could find out.
Yeah. That's like, okay, if you had a twin, what was the first thing you would like do that whole day?
If I had a twin.
Yeah.
Bro, if I had a twin, I would take over the world, fam. How? I do like some crazy magician tricks and shit. I do the craziest like pranks. Where? If I had a twin, mm-hmm. I would pretend to the world that my twin didn't exist and that we were one person.
Oh yeah, that's 100%. So you can get away with that shit.
Mm-hmm. So just imagine like I come out with this podcast or like a show
yeah.
or some crazy shit. Mm-hmm. And then it comes down to like a live event and millions of people have eyes on me.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I do a crazy like trick of like, I'm going to open the multiverse. Boom. And all of a sudden, like, my twin comes
hell
out.
No. Hell no.
Imagine that shit happens.
So you would just troll the whole world.
I'll troll the whole world, but I'll make it, like, a phenomenon. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So they would, like, praise you as this god. They're like, oh, shit.
I'd be like Houdini or something.
Like, he can control everything. Nah, I would do that, too. I would low-key go on America's Got Talent and play one of those tricks. You know, it's like, oh, if this sand lands on me before I escape.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. You could do one of those.
That's
like the movie Prestige. You ever watch that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should watch that.
Prestige? What is it about?
It's about two magicians. Mm-hmm. It's exactly... Oh, fuck. It's spoiler alert.
Okay, spoiler alert. Just go.
But yeah, it's spoiler alert. It's about two magicians uh-huh. and then they're like, they're rivals mm-hmm. and they try to outperform each other with different tricks. And okay. I'm going to leave it at that. Amazing movie directed yeah. by Christopher Nolan. It's yeah. Christian Bale and what's his name? Wolverine? What's his name? Hugh Jackman. Jackman. Fire ass movie.
Really? Okay, yeah. I'm going to have to see that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the twin shit too, like, you know, you told this theory before, the Markieff Morris and Marcus Morris and the NBA.
Oh yeah.
Tell that theory, bro.
Bro. Okay, was it the finals?
It was the finals, yeah.
So it was the finals, Markieff and Marcus, or no, who was sick?
Okay, so I think, so Markieff was sick that one game.
Yeah.
Right? And they're twins in the NBA, Markieff and Marcus. Mm-hmm. Right? So they're saying that Marcus filled in with him that game.
Yeah.
And they're like trying to decipher like, okay, maybe the ears are not on, but they look exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they don't have any.
The same tattoos, fam.
Oh, they do.
They have the exact same tattoos. Yeah. So that's what it's trippy. Because yeah. like, you would look at their arms and see, oh, okay, maybe this is a different person because of the tattoo, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Same exact tattoos. Yo, imagine you have a twin with the same tattoos as you, fam.
Fam, that's, we can rob a bank. He can do time for me. I'm chilling.
Real shit, bro. Oh,
that's sick, though.
It's crazy, bro. Like it's like having a clone. It's literally having a clone.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like Marcus should just retire and then like, just play whenever Markieff is just like...
He's just bored. He's yeah. like, I don't feel like playing today. You want to go in?
You want to go in?
You want
to
like, go for it?
To save our bodies, you feel me?
They're twins though, right? Like, they're born the same day?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. Because some siblings, mm-hmm. like, yo, for example, I know these two siblings.
Yeah.
They're not twins, but they look exactly the same, fam.
Really?
Like, I feel like that happens sometimes when mm-hmm. when you have like... They're like one. I think they're 1 year apart.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about. But yo, they look exactly the same, and it's just through genetic. It's not even just like they're twins.
Yeah.
It just so happens they look so similar. Just like who's that model that has a little sister? Summer Rae. You know Summer Rae has a sister that looks just like her.
Summer Rae?
Yeah, she has a sister that looks just like her, fam.
I did not know that.
You did not know that?
Nah. I know Chantel Jeffries has a little sister that kind of looks like her, but not a twin. But you're saying Summer Rae has a twin?
No, she doesn't have a twin. She has a sister that looks just like her. Yeah.
Okay. You seen those Siamese twins, though?
Siamese twins?
Yeah.
Who?
Like, So there's some, I saw this TikTok of like, there's two guys, right?
Yeah.
Or like connected in one body.
Oh no, I know that.
Yeah,
know
so
that,
like, yeah. So they would be like this. Mm. So I'm like, yo, what if you get bored of like the guy? Of the guy, you feel me?
It's kind of messed up. So. Yeah,
it is though, but like, what do you do? And like, if we're talking body distortions, I've seen a shorty with like three titties.
For real? Or yeah. Like, nah, that's gotta be like plastic surgery.
Cause like, there was this model who was like, okay. So like, when she was a teen, she was showing like her old pics mm-hmm. with like a baseball thing. And then like, when she grew up, yeah. like, she was a model and she had like 1, 2, 3. Like, she's known for having three boobs. And you already know all
that's
the
That's a
comments.
Rare breed, though. It's a rare breed.
Oh my god.
Yo, I'm pretty sure there was a woman in India that grew 4 or some shit, right?
Really? That and actually grew?
Like real. Like 4.
Holy.
But I know there was someone with 3, but they got like plastic surgery.
Oh, and like she didn't get it off?
Yeah. I think.
Word. But like if something that happened to me was like that, I would low-key keep it. Like having okay, imagine having a body distortion.
Yeah. Unless imagine having a third arm.
A third arm? Nah, I would low-key cut that off. I would low-key cut that
a
off.
A third arm?
Yeah.
Okay, what if you had 4? What if you had you have 4 arms?
The guy in Ben 10?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bro, on that, yo, you'd be the greatest fighter. You'd be Mortal Kombat shit.
They wouldn't allow that, fam. No way.
No, but imagine you got into a street fight, though. Okay, you can hold someone down and punch them. Nah, you can literally choke somebody while punching them.
That would be hard, though. But like that.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay. Would you rather have 2 arms? I mean, 4 arms or 4 legs?
I would look at 4 arms.
4 arms?
Because 4 legs, well, what helps? What helps with 4 legs? You can kick people. I don't think you can run faster.
No, you would.
I think you might be discombobulated because like running with 4 might be like confusing, no?
But a horse is faster with 4. A dog is faster with 4.
Oh, you're right.
But then like, you're going to look like a centaur.
Human. Yeah.
You're going to be shaped like this.
I'm like, Greg, who the fuck is that? Like running on the thing. I know people like... Like, I don't like my height. I don't like how skinny and fat I am. I think I'm a proper height. I like my height. Because, I seen this comedy show. It's like, yo, I feel like God is evil because God made Filipinos love basketball the most, right? but he made every Filipino, like, fucking 5'6".
No, that's so true.
Because I swear, like, if you ask any Filipino why they didn't continue basketball,
what's the main reason? It's because they're short.
But we love that
Do
shit.
Do we have any Filipinos in the league?
There's a new guy, that's up and coming.
Filipino?
Kai, yeah.
Word.
Yeah, I think his name is Kai, but he's in the G League right now. He's 7 foot, though.
Oh. Okay, so there you go.
There's a theory that fucking Yao Ming was made in a lab.
What?
You know about that?
Nah.
Okay, so in China, you know how the U.S. always ruled the Olympics, right? So they had MJ, they had the Dream Team, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, we want to get on top, right? So they were scouting for people, like, when they're kids.
Yeah.
And they make sure that they breed them so they can become a certain sport. So they'll take a child and breed them mostly for basketball.
What do you mean breed them, like, scientifically?
No. Like, they'll take them and make sure their whole life is dedicated to this sport.
Oh, yeah. That's like in Rocky, fam.
Yeah, but here's the thing with Yao Ming. Okay, so they took his mom and dad were taken from when they were children. And they were bred to play basketball.
No way.
This led to a forced marriage. They had Yao Ming.
No way.
Right? Okay, so here's the thing. Yao Ming, the Chinese government supposedly made Yao Ming take all these practices 6 days a week, right? Mm. And he wasn't getting the key nutrients, right? Mm. So they made him drink like all this shit, which made him grow way more.
Whoa.
So that's why he ended up being 7 foot. Because he wasn't supposed to be 7 foot.
Damn.
He took these drinks that made him like 2 inches.
How tall are his parents? You know? They have to be like six feet.
Yeah, they have to be tall.
Damn.
But yeah. In China, they only scout for girls, it's 5'7". For guys, it's 6'10".
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of countries that do that though. Like even in Russia. Yeah. Like Dagestan, Khabib.
Yeah.
His whole life, he was meant to be a fucking MMA fighter. You know that?
Mans was wrestling bears
when he was like 5 years old.
Yeah.
Wrestling with bears and shit, bro. Yeah. They do that, They do that.
That's such a go-to video of Khabib.
Yo, that's fucking hard. Imagine, I know. Yo, no one can compare to that, man. Yeah. When I was 5 years old, I wrestled a bear. What were you doing when you were 5 years old? Playing with
Pokemon. I was ripping Beyblades, man.
A lie.
But yeah, that's funny because I took some shit too in the Philippines because I still had dreams of becoming a basketball player.
Yeah.
And my mom gave me this drink called Cherry Fair.
A lot of
Filipinos know this, but it's supposed to increase like your growth hormone.
Really?
And low-key, I did grow. Because I wasn't supposed to be this tall.
Because your parents are a little bit shorter?
Yeah, my parents are hella short. Because I'm taller than both of them right now.
Mm. Me too. Most of my parents are short.
Yeah.
But I'm just like taller. Yeah. But I feel like what it is, it's just...
placebo.
No. I think it's something in the Canadian water, bro.
Canadian water?
Because it's like the food here.
Something's in Dasani, fam?
not even Dasani, just like the food here, fam.
What is in it? We have better GMOs?
Maybe.
Because
they put steroids in that shit.
Huh?
They put steroids in the fruit and like the meat and shit.
Word. Yeah, because remember you were telling me the Wingstop shit? Yeah, you have to tell them.
Yeah, bro. Okay, listen.
Yeah.
Dog, anytime you go to a wing place, right? Mm-hmm. And they bring out the platter. Let's say you order like 20 wings. Yeah. You have to take in 20 wings with how many chickens to make that 20 wings? I mean, chickens have two wings each. Yeah. Two wings each. That's 10 chickens, bro.
Yeah.
So tell me how they killed 10 chickens for just that little plate of wings.
So what are you saying? So they have mutated chickens?
Now listen. Now here's the theory.
Okay.
What if they just genetically mutate chickens to have like 10 wings on one body? And it's not even like a regular chicken anymore. It's like a wing chicken.
Yeah. So it's just bare wings on the
one chicken. Its purpose of life is to give more wings to us.
Oh, that's fucked up. But I could see that though.
Because how many chickens, right?
Yeah.
Because at a wing place,
you order like 20 pieces.
Imagine like the whole table orders like 100 wings.
Oh, yeah.
Whole table, right?
Yeah.
Bro, how many chickens is that? That's 50 chickens, bro. What happened to the breasts?
Yeah.
I mean,
what are they doing with that?
What happened to the thighs?
Or do they just order the chicken wings separately, just retoast it?
But how though?
I don't know.
You mean they just order like
the wings part?
Wings bulk? Yeah. No, but I feel like if you're a big restaurant, mm-hmm. you're gonna have your own like supplier.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's say like a Buffalo Wild Wings type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wouldn't just buy off like a butcher. I'd have my own supply of like my own farm.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So what if not even like a chicken itself? What if it's just like an organism that grows wings? It's not even breathing and shit. You know what I mean?
So it just grows and it turns. It's
like it's like a blob. It's like a blob and has like fucking 10 wings on it.
Ew, bro. Okay, now I'm not going to Wingstop. No, bro. You ruined chicken wings for me, bro.
Yo, but okay, let's say that does happen. Let's say they do that shit behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. Like, who's stopping them?
Yeah.
Is that illegal? I don't think that's illegal.
They get the most bang for their buck. It's a business.
Yeah.
Might as well save some shit by just ordering the wings.
Yeah. Yo, did you know bananas were f***ing like this small?
Nah.
Yeah, bananas were like this small. And then through GMO and f***ing like...
It grew into that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Through like fruit engineering type shit. They made it into the bananas we eat today, and they don't even taste the same. Mm. Just like grapes. You know grapes, they're genetically modified to taste like cotton candy.
What?
Yeah.
Grapes do not taste like cotton
candy. No, there's like a certain breed. They genetically modified it to taste like cotton candy. They have it at Costco.
Right now?
Yeah, they have it at Costco.
Well, we have to try that. What the hell? Did you try it?
It's not like, when you taste it, you don't realize it's cotton candy until like, oh yeah, it is cotton candy. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Because it just tastes like so sweet.
Oh, okay.
But they do that with everything, bro. They do that with like... Oranges.
Yeah.
Oranges are like this small.
Yeah.
Now we have the huge oranges like this.
Fam.
Right? If you see a watermelon grow in like the wild.
Yeah.
The watermelons are like a baseball.
Yo, because like when you're a kid, you're like, oh, I don't want to eat broccoli. They should just do that with broccoli and inject the cotton candy into the broccoli so kids eat it.
You know what? I think they do that already to make it taste better, low key.
The broccoli.
Maybe. Cause if you're gonna do with the fucking fruits, why not the vegetables?
Yeah. But does it lose all of its benefits though? Like if you inject that shit, then
nah, probably has better. That's what I'm saying. Word. So if we have the ability to genetically modify our food, we can have like the best food for best benefit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Best cost benefit. Mm-hmm. So let's say we get a certain amount of nutrients from like this apple.
Yeah.
Right. Now this apple's small, and I can make it bigger. And I can give it more nutrients if I inject it with this, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I start my own breed of fucking apples. Now we have these super apples that whenever we eat, we have more nutrients instead of just getting the ones you found in the wild.
Golden apple in Minecraft. Because,
yeah. You know, they even tried, this is true. Mm-hmm. They cloned a sheep or a lamb.
For what? For what reason?
They cloned it to prove that they can clone shit.
Oh, hell no.
Just in a bottle, fam.
Yeah. Fuck. You think fighters like genetically insert lower, not steroids, but like a lower dose of like some shit? Because I know like the I don't know what it's called, like HGH.
What's that?
Or some shit like that. It's some supposed to like calm the body down. Like when if you're, it's like, what do you call this? It's like weed, in a liquid form.
CBD?
I don't know, something like that.
Yeah,
it might be CBD, but it like calms the body down. And
you're asking me if like fighters use substances like that? Yeah. I'm pretty sure CBD is allowed in the UFC.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's allowed. I think even THC is allowed.
Yeah,
I don't know the gray area within that, but like if you bag a lot of these athletes, right?
Yeah,
I think it was Chael Sonnen. Okay. No, Chael Sonnen, the guy that fought Anderson Silva. Mm-hmm. So he came out and said, like, all of these people in the UFC, the Conor McGregors, John Jones, come on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All of these people, all these top tier fighters, GSP, blah, blah, whatever, right? They took performance enhancing drugs, but it wasn't the ones that get caught. It's a whole new thing.
That's what I'm saying, like the lower level ones, like where you probably wouldn't get caught with.
Yeah.
Because you know the Muay Thai fighter Rod Tang?
Yeah, I know him.
Bro, like I swear like some, like his chin is iron.
Mm.
Like he'll be punching and then he'll put his head towards you. Yeah. So he can punch it, and then he'll punch it right after.
Yo, but the Thais fam, taking those Thai mans, they go and train their jaw and train their shin, train their elbows and train their fists. They'll get gravel in buckets and pound their hands in the buckets. They'll get their legs and smash a in coconut tree.
Okay, because I thought, that's why I asked that question, because I thought he was taking some type of steroid.
Oh, that's why you thought that?
But nah, like, that makes
they
sense.
Trained for that. Yo, oh. if you kick my shin, fam,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
it's,
I did
it's harder, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine someone that trains way more than me, mm-hmm. like a Rod Tang. Imagine him, his shin is fucking like metal now.
Yeah, it's like metal.
Just because it's built all that callus and shit, it's so conditioned where it's like,
yeah, fam.
Metal.
Because I was looking at him like, Muay Thai fighters, like, you guys train on that shit. Because when I remember you hit me with some type of kick with your shin. You didn't kick me with the top because Taekwondo were meant to hit, like,
kick
these kicks. You hit me with the shin, fam. I swear I was gassed. I was like, what the hell just hit me? You feel me? It was like a bat. It was like a one bat.
Yeah, because that's the difference with Muay Thai. Muay Thai is more like, it's all just brute force and strength rather than like placement. It is still placement, don't get me wrong.
It is.
But it's more,
it's
like
more wild, kind of. You can see it coming, but like the Muay Thai, they just catch it. It's nothing to them.
It's like trading hits. Like can you take my power?
Yeah
That's what it is. But I feel like Taekwondo, you talk about Taekwondo,
it's just more placement. Like we don't have, since there's chest plates and stuff, we're more focused on how to get the point.
You don't have
to kill them, just get the point.
But I heard, tell me if I'm wrong, I heard there's two forms of Taekwondo. Okay. There's like the traditional, that's where they do like more of the combat Taekwondo. And then there's more of like the point style. Mm-hmm. So there's two different styles, right?
That's the newer style because I think it got softer after that.
Because
like the older style, it was no equipment. You just go in with your uniform and you just, whoever knocks out first.
It was more like karate-ish.
Yeah, it was more karate-ish. Yeah.
That's dope. Have you seen those fights where like they put like a Muay Thai fighter and then like a Taekwondo fighter?
No,
you seen those?
No, I haven't.
There's a lot. I think there's it was like, I think it was in the 90s or some shit, right? They had this like live event, like big event.
Yeah.
It was a Muay Thai fighter, Muay Thai champion, and a Taekwondo champion. And they're fighting in their styles.
Oh, okay.
In their styles, not like MMA, no nothing. Yeah. Like they're strictly Taekwondo, strictly Muay Thai. Mm-hmm. And you can really see like the difference. And it's so dope to see like the best of each and then see how they move. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really like seeing, because if you look at an MMA fight, right? Looking at MMA fight, you have like a John Jones and you have like a GSP, right? You put them together, they kind of learn the same shit.
Yeah, they're used to it though.
Yeah.
That's why.
They all learn kind of the same shit because it's mixed martial arts.
Exactly.
But when you take away some of the training, then it's like, oh, fuck. This guy's so different.
Right? I remember the story because we were just randomly fighting one day. It was me and you.
Yeah.
Right? And, in Taekwondo, you're not allowed to grab.
But,
here's the thing though, because it was just a sparring match, no rules, because you're used to grabbing, right? So, and that those rules weren't established.
Yeah. Right?
So I threw a kick and you grabbed my shit and you tripped me. And then I'm looking, my master's watching my fight. Yeah. So my like 8-year like master that taught me everything, looking at my fight, he's like, And I'm looking at him and like, sir, I didn't know we're allowed to do that. But he's like, yo, if you're in that type of situation, you gotta learn that, you know, that he's a Muay Thai fighter. Mm-hmm. He can do that to you.
Yeah, that's what's so dope. Like when you get into like MMA and then looking at other different styles, mm-hmm. you get to see like, okay, he's more of this type of fighter.
Yeah.
So he's gonna move a little bit more like this.
Yeah.
So I feel like the best way of learning is like,
you have to go and experience it.
No. I feel like, okay, you know how they talk smarts, right? How would you call intelligence? There's different type of intelligence. There's like academic intelligence, mm-hmm. and there's intelligence where it's environmental.
Like book smart, street smart.
Right? Mm-hmm. But there's also an intelligence where it's like adaptability. Mm. So not only is he quick-witted, mm-hmm. he's so smart where he can adapt to whatever situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you put him into a situation that he hasn't been into, and he's smart enough to learn it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
That was not me though. Because I remember I was like, I'm going to stick to this one thing. But, okay, but I remember fighting this boxer.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So my master threw me in because after Taekwondo practice is the boxing practice, right? Mm-hmm. So he's like, yo, Gavin, come here. I'm going to let you spar.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, bet. So I put on my things. He's like, anything is allowed.
Yeah. Right?
So this big ass guy, like his shirt is tucked in.
Yeah.
Like, you know, those are the heavy hitters, mm-hmm. right? So I'm looking. I'm like, okay, this guy's just slow. I'm going to just try to outsmart him.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't do that. I stand and box with him.
Oh, yeah.
Bop, he hits me with like some crazy thing. I get down. He's like, bro, what are you doing? Mm. You're Taekwondo. Move around, you dumbass.
Yeah. You can't play his game. You can't play his game.
Exactly.
You got to switch it up.
I was literally fighting a Yoel Romero. Like, fam, I remember the vlog is coming soon, but you have a boxing vlog.
Yeah, I have a boxing vlog.
And John, I seen him. He had his shirt tucked in just like the guy I was fighting. And I know he's one of those bulky, like, I'm going to hit you with one punch and you're out.
And you saw that clip of Miles?
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
oh,
bro.
Oh, my gosh. But yeah, that's why if I adapt to him, I'm going to have to move. Like, there's no way I can stand and fight with
him. And you know what's dope? What? You can take kind of that, like, mentality of, I'm going to learn in that situation, I'm gonna learn through being in that spot.
Yeah.
You can take that mentality and bring it to whatever you want.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%.
And I learned that, I feel like I learned that from fighting. Cause when I was fighting you, bro, your footwork is crazy. your footwork is nasty. You know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of Taekwondo, that's what they train, footwork, right?
That's all it.
Muay Thai, we're really just like stiff.
You're standing.
We're more like, I stand my ground, you stand your ground, right? Yeah. Then you're like moving everywhere, like, damn, I'm like a sitting duck.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And especially when you're in, because you're open mat.
Yeah.
We're in open mat. So when you're open mat, you can move everywhere. But in a ring, then it's like closed off. You can't move, right? You get into the walls, you get into the side, right? Yeah. The corner. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I gotta adapt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then you adapt. Started.
Yeah.
It was so funny because the first time we sparring, I kind of like moved around and
you killed me. I got slapped.
Yeah,
I got
slapped. And then the next time we came, I don't know what happened, but you started like moving with me. I'm like, oh shit. And you trapped me. Whenever you saw an opportunity to trap, you trapped.
Mm.
I'm like, oh shit. He caught on.
But I love learning like that, right? I love learning because I learned a lot from just sparring with you as a Taekwondo fighter.
Yeah.
And then I kind of like, I just transferred the rover and Loki, I took elements of that into my own style now.
And then now
like, I just use it all the time now.
Yeah, exactly. So would you ever do UFC?
UFC?
Your longevity in that is crazy.
You know what I want to see?
Yeah.
I want to see the fucking, like the TikTok influencer fights go to MMA instead.
They wouldn't. They're too soft for that.
Yeah?
They're too soft for that.
I want to see you get there.
Yeah.
If it gets there, I'll do it.
Oh, really?
If it gets there, I'll do it.
Yeah, because obviously you're them up, because you know the guy with the baby, like the Michael, I think his name is Michael, with the he's famous on TikTok with his like little brother,
the dancer
like, yeah. He's getting f***ed up by whoever's fighting him.
I think he's fighting is he fighting DDG?
No, he's fighting FaZe Jarvis.
Oh
yeah, he's getting f***ed.
I don't know if these mans have hands though.
Yeah, I don't know,
but I feel like a lot of these people that go into those influencer fights, mm-hmm. they don't have an idea of what fighting is.
Yeah,
I mean, they think it's just all fun and games. They think like they can just pick it up like basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But nah, it's different.
They're going to get thrown in the deep end, fam.
The game.
They're probably just going to have to learn.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because when you go into your first fight, how did your first fight go?
First fight? No, I knew everything because I was mm-hmm. experienced. I had like at least a year of experience before I went to my first fight.
Oh, really?
Or like 6 months, which is good. Yeah.
So you had like, did you have like demos? Like it's like high intensity sparring.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know what I mean? Like that. Every week we would spar. So mm-hmm. I was already used to it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
That's why I was so good with it, because like I already knew what was gonna happen. Mm-hmm. You
feel me? See, for me, when I first got into the ring, when it's like the lights in your eyes and shit, everybody's cheering and shit, it's different. Mm-hmm. It's different. It's like I'm on a stage now. It's not. I'm just here training. Like I'm on a stage and I'm performing. Yeah. So like I gotta get used to that. You know what I mean?
Am I right by saying this? Muay Thai, there's only one fight going on.
Yeah.
Because Taekwondo, there's a bunch of fights.
Oh, really?
So it doesn't feel pressure. There's Matt.
Oh, what? You feel
me? Yeah. So I'm like, if I get knocked out, only a couple people will see it. You feel me?
Oh, shit. But I didn't realize that.
But I know Muay Thai is like, main event of the evening.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Carlos, so like, you got to perform.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I didn't bag that.
No. Only like professional tournaments, there'll be like one mat. Mm. But the shit I go to is like six fights.
Not even in Muay Thai, we had this whole like, you could, some events have this, some events don't. But we have this whole like dance you do. It's called the Y Crew. Okay. And then it's like it's a sealment of the ring. So you're supposed to lock away any evil spirits from coming into the ring. Oh, shit. So in Thailand, the first ever like Muay Thai events, there's stories of like people casting spells to like curse the other fighter, right? Oh, fuck that. So you do this whole ritual where you do a dance. It's called the Y Crew, and then you're pretty much blessing the ring. So locking away all this evil spirits, locking away all the evil energy, and then whatever happens in the ring happens in the ring, separated from the outside.
That's fire. Mm. Well, I don't know if this is right, but does the haka represent something else? Because I don't know what it represents, but I know that any like New Zealander, they do it. Even like I seen a video at the airport when they were greeting. It might just be a greeting, but like they do a dance.
So the haka is they're Pacific Islanders, right?
Yeah.
So they do it as like a war cry. So anytime they go into battle, I'm pretty sure like a lot of other tribes did this too.
Yeah.
Like even Samoans, right? Mm-hmm. They do the haka as like I'm gonna fuck you up type shit.
Oh, really?
It's like you wanna go to war with us, you know? You know those mans that talk so much shit before they fight?
Me?
Like not like you know those mans that they all they do is yell first. They yell first.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you wanna go, buddy? You know what I mean? Type shit. Mm. So it's kinda like that, but it's more of like a this is who we are, you know what I mean?
Instead of doing all that trash talk, it's like 1, 2, you know what
they're
I'm
just
here
screaming
for.
At them, screaming at them. And then it intimidates the enemies.
Mm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, would you ever want to be in those rings with like the sumo fighters?
A sumo fighter?
Yeah.
Bro, they weigh like 200 plus, right?
Imagine trying to push that shit, bro.
Nah, you know what? If I'm fighting a sumo fighter, if he doesn't hold me, I'm good.
But that's the main thing. They hold each other like crazy.
If he doesn't get it, if he doesn't get like a hand of me, then I'm blessed. Yeah. I can hit him with some kicks and like get out of there.
I'll let you move around and down.
Yeah, you'll fight blessed with him unless he grabs you.
No, if he grabs me, like I weigh like what, 100-something, 450?
You weigh his plate.
Damn, I'm telling you.
The plate he ate, like that's how much you weigh.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Like that shit, that's why I want to go to like Japan, all the Asian countries, just for that. Mm,
yo, I had this super sick idea. Fuck. I'm gonna say it on camera, but I really hope nobody takes this idea.
Yeah.
So in Hawaii, when I went to Hawaii, they had this thing called a luau.
Oh yeah, I know.
You've been to a luau before?
No, I haven't been to a luau, but I know what it's
like. Yeah. So in a luau, they took like different, I guess, tribes, right? So they had the Hawaiian tribes, they had the ones from Samoans, right? They had like all these different Pacific Islanders.
Okay.
And they showed kind of a display of each tribe. So one of them was like the fire dancing. Mm. One of them was the hula. Yeah. One of them was, it's like they all had different things. So I'm like, what if I make my own event, kind of like a Mortal Kombat event?
No way.
Where I make it like, okay, I'm a display Taekwondo.
Oh,
like
shit.
I'm a display Muay Thai. I'm a display Judo, Jiu-Jitsu. All of these different like Roman wrestling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then whoever wins those tournaments gets bumped up into the gauntlet.
That's hard.
And then it's like Taekwondo, Muay Thai, and it's like Judo, Jiu-Jitsu, whatever. And then whoever makes it to the top makes it to the top. The rules are no one can be like an MMA fighter. It has to be like strictly.
Oh, you just got to use your rules.
Yeah, it has to be strictly like how they train.
Oh, shit.
So it's kind of like a luau, but for fighting. I really want to do that one day.
You're the Joe Ro, or who is it? Dana White? Get an island.
Yeah.
Put their fighters on that, except now it's just like specific roles they're going to play. But you're going to need a lot of people for that, though.
I know. That's like when I'm a multimillionaire. Yeah. I'll come out with something like that.
We can do some little vlog like that, just like of single people, and you just got to do like that.
Bro, and I want to make it, because in the luau, they have like music and shit. Mm. They really set the tone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you feel you're in that part of the world.
Yeah.
So imagine you make it like Japan. And then like you put all this like music and shit, and then like like whatever art you see, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you switch the set, and then you're in Thailand. You hear all the Thai music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then fucking Thai, like, yo.
That would bring a whole lot of buzz though.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I remember in my studio too, there's always been a conflict of who's the better fighter. Like the karate mans would roast the Taekwondo man.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Taekwondo mans would call them soft. Like, you guys are soft, bro. But we never had a tournament doing that though.
Mm.
So imagine something like that.
That's what it takes, I feel like. That's what it takes. Cause now when you have MMA, it's like you're taking a little bit of Muay Thai too, so you can't really say.
Yeah.
I mean, and then be like, oh, you're taking a little bit of this. So it's like it's not a good true test.
Yeah.
Of like which one's better. But in reality, which one is really better? I don't know if you can. I don't think you can really say which one's best.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the fighter.
Yeah. That's true. Bro, I seen some story about John Jones.
Yeah.
I think I told you this before, but before every fight, he would party hella hard.
Oh, yeah. He used to do like cocaine and shit.
Hella hard before the fight. Mm-hmm. So if he loses, he has something to blame.
Yeah, yeah.
So he'll be like, I lost because I partied. You feel
yeah,
me?
I heard that.
And Dana and Joe Rogan's like, what the? Why the fuck did you do that? He's like, nah, I needed an escape goat.
Cause he was a champion when he was so young, eh?
Yeah,
he was champion so young. I feel like when you're so young and you come up on like such a big stage and you have so many eyes on you and so much success at such a young age, life changes in a way where like you're always chasing something else and you're always looking for, I guess, an escape from what you're at.
Yeah,
because look at Justin Bieber. When Justin Bieber, like, remember that whole time when he was getting, like, DUIs and shit? Yeah. He was, like, partying and shit. And even he talked about this before. He went on, like, a lot of drug abuse and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like when you're so young and you find, like, that success so quickly, right?
When I was going to say, yeah, go ahead.
Shit can go, like, downhill if you fall into the wrong things.
Yeah. Like, I was going to say Disney stars.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all them. What do you call this? Who fell off really bad?
Like Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan and Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus
is one of the worst ones I've seen, but they're going to pick it up soon.
But I feel like the things with Disney stars, what sucks is they want to try and change their image.
Yeah.
Because when you're Disney, you're like Disney. Oh, everything's like family friendly, right?
Yeah.
Then they're stuck with that kind of like stigma or that image. They're stuck with that image of like it's too nice, it's too friendly, and then they don't have those opportunities for like those darker roles, or like they're not able to express themselves the way they want to.
Yeah,
right.
Like seeing a Disney star in like a horror film. You're not gonna low-key. You're gonna remember that Disney star from like what he came from, and not take the horror film seriously.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Yo, but you know who I really like? Olivia Rodrigo. She's doing a good job.
Banger.
She's doing she's swearing in her songs, eh?
Yeah, I think
she's
so.
She's swearing in her songs.
But the album that she put out was mad depressing, bro.
No, it was good though.
It was good.
I loved
it. Like, I actually got in my feels.
That was just so good.
Like, I think that's the first time I actually sat down and listened to like one of those type of albums.
Mm.
And I was like, damn, like, why am I kind of sad?
Yo, fam, did you know there's a theory about Olivia Rodrigo's track, Good For You?
No.
So, okay, here's the theory, fam.
Okay.
So, you know the track Misery Business by Paramore?
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds almost exactly the same to Olivia Rodrigo's track Good For You, right?
Yeah.
Now it has the same chorus, it has the same like upbeat, it has the same kind of like progression. And if you look at the lyrics, there's a theory that Olivia Rodrigo's track is just a prequel to her track. So the story lines up.
Oh.
Now Olivia Rodrigo's track is about her getting her heart broke by her boyfriend that left her, right? And then after 2 weeks, he went and found another girl. Misery Business is about a girl that takes a guy from another girl after 2 weeks of meeting.
Nah, like that exact plot?
Yeah, so if you look at the lyrics, Olivia Rodrigo, she says like, found another girl after 2 weeks, blah, 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 right? Says something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Paramore, Haley says, it was only 2 weeks, caught on fire.
Oh, no.
But yo, here's the thing though. I was playing Guitar Hero. Dog, taking the first time I heard Olivia Rodrigo's track.
You knew it.
No. I was playing Guitar Hero upstairs, right?
Yeah.
And then my sister walked in. I was playing Misery Business.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero World Tour. My sister walked in, she's like, why does this sound just like Olivia Rodrigo's new track? I'm like, does it? I don't know. I didn't listen to that, right?
Yeah.
She pulls it up. I'm like, yo, it's exactly the same. If you listen to it, trust me, you'll see the resemblance.
Yeah.
She definitely took inspiration from it. It's not like she was biting it. It was more like a tribute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would get that. Maybe she's influenced by that.
So. Yeah, she's just influenced by that. And what's dope is like, I love that she's bringing that that punk pop, that punk rock type of sound back.
You would never expect someone like that to do it. Because like Uzi, he does the Paramore shit too. He loves Paramore. We all grew up on Paramore. So that's fire.
And it's dope because like the kids now, they didn't know those tracks. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like bringing it back. It's kind of like bringing it back for everybody else to enjoy because it's kind of, it's getting lost.
Shout out Olivia, man.
Shout out Olivia. Half Filipino.
She's half Filipino, right? But yeah, oh, there was also, you said kids. In the Kids See Ghost album, you know Kanye, the audio files, some of the audio files are from real ghosts.
No way.
Yeah. If you listen to the track, I think it's called Kids See Ghost. Like the screeching, you hear screeching in the background. Because I listen to myself, I'm like, bro, the screeching kind of like is weird. Why would they put that on the track? Whoa. So they're saying that Kanye sampled actual ghost audio.
Yo, that's
in
sick.
Kids See Ghost album.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's so dope, bro. Like, that's some Kanye shit. Kanye's just outside of the box.
Fam, I was looking at Kanye's theories. There's a whole bunch of them, bro. Like, fucking, one of them is like, all his tweets are in code.
Damn.
And shit like that.
Yo, because like, fam, I don't know if we talked about this on an episode before, but do you remember in on the Yeezus tour, just before he got diagnosed with bipolar, he had like, he had kind of this moment on stage where he's like, everybody listen to me. They don't want me talking about this. They're going to kill me after this, blah, blah. Listen, I'm in danger, blah, blah. He's talking about, he's exposing kind of the industry and shit. Fam, the next day, they said, Kanye diagnosed bipolar. Put that shit under the rug. Never, so never like, heard about that other shit he was talking about again. It's like, he's bipolar. That's it.
It's like, never mind. Excuse all the shit I was saying. It's just, I was diagnosed with that shit. I'm telling you, there's got to be something with him, bro. Because he's just...
Fam, there's... Because even... Because Kanye is supposedly like member of the Illuminati and shit, right?
There's a theory. Someone's got to research. I don't know. I tried to research, but I couldn't find anything.
What was it?
But Kanye always forgets his lyrics.
Why?
So, and on SNL, on Kendall Jenner's birthday party, he performed, he forgot the lyrics. On like different types of occasions.
Really?
He always forgets lyrics. So there's like a theory going around that Kanye, I don't know why, but Kanye always forgets his lyric.
Damn.
People are saying like, okay, he probably has a bunch of
songs.
Maybe
he's a robot and fucking Chris Jenner, like, Chris Jenner get outed him. You know what I mean? Remember Get Out?
Bro, there was a Kanye, the Kanye tweet is like, everyone knows they wrote Get Out for me.
Yo.
You didn't know that?
No, that's so true though. Yeah. That's so true. Because even like Dave Chappelle and like, like Jordan Peele himself was talking about it. Like they'll take those people and then in those positions, make them like that. You know what I mean? Like fucking brainwash them. Put on this whole image, brainwash them to do their bidding. And that kind of goes hand in hand with what we see. It's just like, it's not talked about. I mean, and I think Dave Chappelle said it the best. He's like, it's not necessarily the person. Maybe it's the environment that's fucked up.
That they're put in.
Because that's what it is, right? That it's really just the environment that fucks you up.
Because he's around some shit, bro.
So next time you look at somebody, think about like, okay, he's acting a certain way, but maybe it's not his true character. Maybe it's just the environment he's put in. Because the environment you're put in makes you do certain shit you wouldn't do.
Because if you roll around with some fucking adrenaline junkies, you're going to jump off that cliff with them. No matter what they what you say, fam, you're jumping off with
them. Right? If you're fucking, like, if you're, that's why it's so important, like, keep in mind who's around you. Keep in mind like who you want influencing you, because you're gonna end up like them. If you keep like associating.
It's like those ones that's like, okay, I'm going out with blank, and your parents know who that is. You're good.
But
like, you're not gonna f- around, but you're gonna do it responsibly. You feel me? Because whenever I go out, I always say two names, and then my parents will always say, "Yeah, go." You feel me? So it's a good circle I have. Good shit. But yeah, from your childhood, did you do you still have your friends?
My childhood friends,
like say, elementary school. Let's say elementary.
Josh, my elementary school friend.
Oh yeah, that's crazy. I don't think I have any of my elementary school friends.
Nah, you did.
Like I know of them, but like I don't hang out with them no more.
Oh okay, okay. But like from early elementary school. Nah, that's but yo, shout out to the people that I went to. I went to elementary school in Scarborough. And then like a bunch of them like hit me up. They're like, "Yo, I remember you," because they seen the TikToks. Like, "Yo, you showed up my For You page. I swear I remember you." Shout out to them.
How they remember you though? Because you're still a little kid.
Okay, bro, I'm gonna tell you something. Man, when I was younger, right?
Yeah,
Loki, this is how I became like this.
Okay.
I used to tell stories like all the time.
Yeah.
In elementary school, like on the bus and shit.
Okay.
Like my dad picked me up from school one day and he's like, it was almost like you're Jesus. Like you have all these people around you, like I'm talking. I'm like telling them stories. I'm telling them my dad's jokes. I'm telling them stories and shit. Mm-hmm. And everybody else is like gathered around like. So maybe that's where it came from. I don't know. Maybe that's where
like
it came from.
Like this was you as a kid doing this.
Yeah, I used to like talk. I used to like have some dark jokes before. Yeah, I used to say I don't want to say them here because low-key they're outdated.
Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah. That's fire. Because as a kid, fam, I remember kindergarten, my teacher was my only best friend.
Oh yeah, you told me that, bro.
Fam, I remember at recess, like kids would be playing around, I would just stick with the teacher. I'd be like, hey, you wanna play? And like whoever wanted to play with me, I'm like, I don't want
to. So you didn't get in trouble a lot?
I didn't know, like the principal did not know me at all.
Word. Yo, fam, I'm gonna tell you a story. So first time I saw snow, I don't know if I said this before. No. First time I ever saw snow at school.
Yeah.
And everybody had recess and shit. Yeah. First thing I did, snowball, and I chucked it at some kid's head. But in my head, I'm like, that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Because all the cartoons we see is like, anytime you see SpongeBob, took snowballs, throw each other, snow fight. You know what I mean? Snowball fight.
Yeah.
Any cartoon, Timmy Turner, the snowball fight. You know what I mean?
Word.
So first thing I saw, I'm like, oh shit, snow, let's go. You know what I mean? And then fucking, I didn't know any better than like, damn. He started crying.
Damn, bro.
I'm like, oh shit. And then like, oh, shit. But what was good was it was like a snowstorm.
Yeah.
So it was like snowing heavy, mm-hmm. and you couldn't like see anywhere.
You were sniper in the mist.
Gilly in the mist.
What the fuck,
bro? And then I remember this so clearly. My teacher was like, I don't know who it was. Somebody threw a snowball at Jason's head.
You're there like,
and then I'm like, yo, who did that, bro? Snowballs.
Who's the idiot, man? Come on, be responsible, bro. Oh my god.
Yeah.
No, I never did that, bro. Like, I was so low key, like, in I don't want to get in trouble because I don't know what to do. But I remember this old. I think this is the one time I actually got in trouble and like first feeling of like, oh my god, I'm free.
Yeah.
Type shit was so. The whole field was closed because it was snowing, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a big hill that you had to get past.
Yeah.
So there was like 15 kids on the wall, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And all the kids are talking. They're like, yo, on three, we're going to run and go on the field, even though it's locked and shit, right? And start throwing snowballs and shit like that. So I'm like, I don't want to go. And then, like we said, you surround yourself with that environment, you're running anyways, right? So everyone, 3, 2, 1, go. I stop a bit. I'm like, fuck, do I do it? I run, right? Bro, there's a teacher. The teacher's looking at me. I push some guy. Right?
Oh.
And I actually got booked from it.
Really?
Yeah, because they took me to the principal's office. This is the first time I got ever taken to the principal's office. And that was the only time, like, bro, of course, the first time I do something, like, I get booked for it.
So that's what made you like, okay, I'm not doing no.
Yeah.
No
like, they called my name too. They're like, Gavin, what are you doing? I like, pushed the guy. I'm a bad kid now. You feel me?
See, I think what made me like not care about shit is just from cartoons.
Word.
Just from what I've seen, that's what I learned. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you look at like some kids growing up now, mm-hmm. they'll say some stuff like, "Where did you learn that?"
Yeah.
Right. They learn it from what they watch. They learn it from like their environment. Going back to the environment.
Yeah.
They learned it from their environment, like what they're watching on TV, what they're watching on YouTube.
What were you watching that made you Phineas and Ferb, let's do some crazy shit today?
I don't know. Maybe Phineas and Ferb. Yeah. Who knows?
No, low-key, Phineas and Ferb, low-key, like, help people with their creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I swear it made kids, like, want to be imaginative.
I feel like you read a lot. Did you read a lot growing up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I read a lot of, like, Archie and shit like that.
Yeah. Do you ever read those books where it's like,
You know, go ahead.
Yeah, go.
No, I was going to say Bone, but it wasn't really.
Oh, yeah, Bone was fire.
Bone was fire.
That was a 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you ever read those books where it's like, turn the page to this and then follow the story. Turn your page to this. Would you want to go to this path or this path? You ever read those books?
No, it's
Goosebumps.
Oh, Goosebumps. Yeah. Yo, I remember that.
It's Goosebumps, but it's like choose your own path.
Yeah.
So I remember it was like a five of us in the classroom. We were like, okay, let's read this book. Like, okay, there's goblins down this path, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Do you want to go to the left side or the right side?
Yeah.
And then we choose and then you flip the page. Oh no, you died. You fell in a pit of blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
So what we ended up doing, I'm like, yo, let's make our own. So I feel like this is what triggers my creativity. I'm like, let's just make our own, right?
Yeah.
Dog, we just made our own. We're like, okay, you're trapped in a locker. And then there's a lunchbox in the corner, and then there's a safe. All you have is a knife. Which one are you gonna go open? You know what I mean?
And you're like there with your friends, like, yo, what are we doing?
Yeah. So I just write this shit down. I'm like, okay, which one you picking, bro? Which one you picking? And like, you open the lunchbox, it's a bomb, boom. You know
what I mean? All the kids like, mog, man, restart.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro. I don't know. Oh, I think what also made me like hella shy. You remember Pingu?
The show?
Pingu.
Yeah, the show, right?
The penguin who never said anything like except for bop.
Yeah.
Or some shit like that. I think that triggered my like shyness because I didn't want to say anything except like.
Really? Yeah.
Because I watched Pingu Bear.
Oh, that was your favorite?
Yeah. And like the trauma that still gets me today. You know that he had a nightmare of a walrus. I don't know, but it was
a walrus.
Yeah, it was a walrus that literally took him up and like started stretching him, beating him up. This was on a children's show.
Yeah.
So I don't know why, but like, does that relate to Obey the Walrus?
Nah. Okay. Yo, there's so many. I gotta look into this way more, but I still haven't found the meaning to it. But there's always a reference to a walrus.
Oh,
so,
word.
For example, Obey the Walrus, right?
Mm-hmm. Was cursed.
Yeah, Obey the Walrus. That name already attached to a cursed video on YouTube. Okay. Now, remember in Soul, I talked about this in Soul, when they're going up the escalator to heaven, the person behind them was like, oh, I guess my dreams about the walrus are wrong.
Wait.
The walrus. I'm like, why'd they say that, right? Because they had all these people going on the escalator. They're talking about, oh, yeah, I knew it was just going to be just like this, blah, blah. And then the person in the back like, oh, I guess my dreams about the walrus were wrong. It's like, what? Walrus, right? And then in the Beatles song, I am the walrus. What does walrus mean? The Beatles song. You know that song?
Yeah.
You heard that name before. I am the walrus.
Yeah, why is
why the is there like a connection to like fucking dark shit?
In that song, there was nothing mentioned about like sea creature or anything like abnormal.
Nah.
It's just a regular song.
It's something about like a spirit. There's a spiritual element to it.
Oh, somewhere. The walrus? Like a ghost? Like
somewhere.
Yo, that's crazy because Pingu in a child show?
Yeah.
A dream about a walrus?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Bro, I have a crazy theory for you, okay?
I go.
So you know how they talk about unicorns in the Bible? Bag this. Unicorns, right? Mm-hmm. They talked about unicorns in the Bible. When they described it in the Bible, though, they never described it as it was a horse with a fucking horn.
Okay.
They never described it like that. They described it as legs like a horse, as strong as a stallion, with a big horn on its head, right?
Yeah.
Very strong. But if you look in the wild, there's nothing like that. And as we know, a lot of the stuff from the Bible is referenced from real things.
Yeah.
Real things. So the true unicorn was actually a rhinoceros.
Oh, yeah. Because it has
the horn, right?
Yeah.
Now take this in, bro. The Leviathan.
What the?
The Leviathan. You know, in the Bible, Leviathan, it's like a sea creature. Mm-hmm. It was like so powerful with jaw that can kill everything, right?
Yeah.
Now, what's something in the wild that they may have seen to give them that reference?
What is it?
It's a crocodile. It's just a crocodile.
What?
Yeah, it's just a crocodile. We think of Leviathan as like, oh, it's this huge like Kraken. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's this huge thing, right? Dog, that's not real. We never seen shit like that in the world. Uh-huh. So what if it's just really just they described it and it's lost in transit. It's like broken telephone.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it's like as strong as a horse, right? So as strong as a horse. Yo, it's a horse.
You know what I mean? So another man will tell you, and then, it's a crocodile. Yeah,
exactly. Now, the behemoth. Mm-hmm. The behemoth. Yeah. They talked about it's like this huge mammal that was, it likes to stay in the shade, right?
Yeah.
It's very huge. It's very big, very strong.
Yeah.
Now, bro, the description of the behemoth lines up with a hippopotamus.
It's just a different perspective type shit.
Yeah. So I feel like a lot of the things, it's exaggerated, but there is truth to it somewhere. We just lost the original meaning.
Yeah. So why do you think that, is that why they always come back to the walrus? Because they know it's like,
oh, I don't know about the walrus.
Oh, I thought we were still talking about the walrus.
Nah.
I thought all this would like, okay, it was a crocodile, but all of the answers led up to the walrus.
Maybe. Maybe.
That's why I thought you were going to.
Nah, because the walrus has horns.
Is that a walrus?
That's a walrus with the... No, but it doesn't have like a horn like this.
It's yeah,
like,
but you see, broken telephone.
Broken telephone.
If it says
there you
horns,
go.
If it says horns,
yo. Dun, dun, dun. Right?
Yeah. But yeah, going back to the fucking walrus video, mm-hmm. there's another curse video that I searched up.
You have another curse video?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what is it?
There's a...
You watch this?
No, I did. I swear to God. Okay. Because it was so scary, fam. Like, people were telling me not to watch it. There's a Japanese Kleenex ad
mm-hmm.
that was supposed to be cursed.
What?
Right?
So Kleenex ad?
A Kleenex ad, like the tissues.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So there's a 30-year-old like Kleenex ad mm-hmm. That they made, fam, that spawned all these urban legends that are still roaming around today.
No way.
Yeah, because in the video, the lady birthed a baby.
What? What do you mean?
Like, I didn't watch the video, but I read the description. So she birthed a baby in the ad who was supposed to be the devil.
Wait, what?
The devil baby. So this devil baby, like, he died from a, like, it died from a car crash and it got dismantled. So that's why it's
they
roaming
showed
around.
This in the commercial?
It's like a 10-minute ad.
What the hell? Why would they make that?
I don't know. Japan people are crazy, man. No, but if you really take it in, like Chinese and the Japanese, like,
Asian no, the Asian commercials go crazy.
Are crazy.
Asian, I remember seeing this one. It's like a man made out of yogurt and then he's like eating his head.
That was one of the most disturbing ones.
It's like eating himself is like made out of yogurt.
And he would look directly in the camera and eat it.
Yeah.
It was so fucked up, bro.
They're just on a different level of creativity, yeah, bro.
I know.
We just don't understand them.
Yeah, that has.
That's all it is.
That's all it is. They're on some next wave.
Yeah.
But yeah. But there's also like, I read a ghost story too. Mm-hmm. That there's this, I think it's called Teke Teke.
Oh shit, that sounds scary already.
Yeah, I know. I was like, yo, low-key, when I was researching all this shit, I'm like, man, I don't want to get...
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear
but
it, though.
Yeah, but yeah, Teke Teke is literally... So this schoolgirl, right, got bullied by all her friends and got tied up to a railroad track.
Oh,
train killed her.
Yeah.
Since her body was split. Oh. So she's supposed to be roaming around today, half body with two Grim Reaper knives.
What the hell?
So I'm reading all this shit like, yo, what the fuck?
Yo, when you go to Asia, there's like, all right, what do we got to look out for? Read the list, Gavin. Hachisuka-sama. All right, we got this take lady. Take it.
No, don't use Kleenexes.
Yeah. Bro, what the holy hell?
Shit. But yeah. But yeah, since I low-key don't want to go to Asia now, just because I read so much on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yo, okay. Now I have a theory for you. What if, going back to the broken telephone thing we were talking about, right? What if a lot of these urban legends, right? A lot of these urban legends, they say, don't do this because they might come, right?
Yeah.
What if there was someone that's like evil? Like, yo, let's make them not do this so they come. So what if it's a twist on it?
No.
And then you're like, oh, I should never do this or I should do this when that happens. What if it's the opposite and they f***ed it up for you so that they'll show up when you do?
Okay, but you're saying this, but what if people start listening to you and they start not doing or doing the shit that they're not supposed to do? And like, it actually brings it to them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true then. That's true.
So it's like, oh, don't turn your lights off at this point.
Mm.
But then Carlos is telling you, yeah, go do it. Because like, it's opposite. And then they actually get fucking possessed.
Now you don't know the truth. You don't know what to do now.
Your way is always thinking is like, always like, I don't know. It's like left road. It's left field.
Yeah.
And that's always like, I'll tell you some normal shit and then like, you'll take it some next point.
No, that's just so true though.
But that's cool though, because like, people don't have that. You gotta have people like that to keep your life entertaining.
Yeah. Some people might call that crazy.
Yeah. But like, you can't always, the person who always follows rules, which is me, and then you, person who does whatever the fuck they want, is you.
Well, I don't do everything.
Yeah, I know.
All, but like
you'll think of it
to an extent.
Way.
To an extent.
Yeah, to an extent. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like just influences that we learn, or how we were grown up, how we were brought up, we kind of take on these like, personality traits, or even just like morals. We set our own morals, right?
Yeah.
Because not only is it your parents setting your morals, it's really you.
Yeah.
It's really you. You decide whether like, I'm gonna be like this. Because there's a lot of people that were strict, right? They were very locked down, very conservative.
Oh yeah, me.
And then all of a sudden they get freedom, they go crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they go party every day, they get into like hard drugs, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
Now it really depends on the person what they take on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to see like different characters show up.
Yeah.
That's why I just love talking to people. I love talking and like, meeting new people, seeing their walk of life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like they're going to think differently than me. I'm thinking differently from them.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to share experiences. We get to see their opinion on things. And I mean, the way their mind works. And then what I really try and do is like, I try and pick their brain and then like, see, oh, maybe I should start thinking of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's cool. Because I think when I have a kid, I'm going to put him in so many things just so he can get that experience. Because like I've seen like, what do you call this? In swimming. Yeah. Because there's mans I know now that still can't swim type shit. And whenever we go to water fountains, they're not having fun because they don't know how to swim.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to put him in swimming.
I feel like that's really important. Swimming,
yeah, swimming
especially.
Swimming is cool. Yeah. Like,
and it's a life skill. It's a life skill.
Yeah. I remember, I seen a video where they literally just dropped the baby in the pool, like a baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it would come up and float, right? And that's how they kind of learn. Mm-hmm. That's literally just throwing
that's
off
instinct,
the deep
end. That's instinct, though. That's instinct,
yeah.
Like, they'll do that instinctively to go over and then open their mouth to the air.
Yeah.
Which is dope, because that's like our survival mode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Have you ever been put
straight
in that
out
position?
The womb.
Have you ever been put in that position where you just have to, I have to adapt now, like, let me get into survival mode.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I said this story, but
yeah,
I almost got hit by a car, right? I almost got hit by a car. I was just walking down the road and then this car almost hit me. It was coming straight at me. Now they say when you get into these moments, you're either fight or flight, right? A lot of people are fight. A lot of people are flight. Mm-hmm. Now, until that moment comes, you don't know really what you're going to do. That moment came that day. Yeah. That moment came that day. I saw this threat. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, someone's trying to kill me. So I'm going to fight them.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm getting ready. Because I thought someone was trying to like attack me with their car, hop out and then punch me, whatever. Right. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'm getting ready to fight. This guy came out of the car and he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. Are you okay?
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, I thought you were trying to kill me. Like, I thought we were going to fight now. Uh-huh. I'm like, damn, I guess my mind is set into that mode where it's
fight
like,
mode?
I'm fight mode. I'm not flight mode. But I think it depends on what the situation is. Because like, if I see in like a ghost, I'm running.
I'm out of there, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's cool because I have a similar story, but like it was flight mode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I remember buying this phone off of Letgo, right? And Letgo is already a really
sketch
as hell. So the guy hits me up, very good deal. Meet me at the back of the school.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like, okay, let me go with my dad, right? Mm-hmm. So this is what happens. We meet them at the back of the school. Boom, they show us the phone, but they don't show. We ask for shit. We're like, yo, can we see receipts for this? Can we see receipts for this?
Yeah.
They don't give it, right? So this is what happens. The guy goes down on his one knee and starts tying his shoes.
Oh, red flag, man.
Dead ass. And I'm in the car and my dad is only out there. Mm. But me being in the car, it's dad, get out of there.
Yeah.
Right? But my dad's staying there okay, like if shit goes down, like he might fight, bro.
Yeah.
So I have to get out the car. But if that situation happened, bro, I might have to go out there and fight. Mm. But at that moment, I'm like, dad, get out of there.
Yeah.
And the deal never happened because my dad just walked away. He's like, nope, I know this is like some stolen phone. You can't get me with that.
Mm. Yeah, good
but if
shot.
That was me by myself, I don't know what I would have done, to be honest.
Word.
If he was on the ground, I would have low-key started kicking. But like, I don't know what he was gonna do.
Yeah, you don't know, right?
Yeah.
Damn, it takes like those moments to realize what you're gonna do, eh?
Yeah.
Like, and it's so quick. Mm-hmm. That's why you train for that shit. You know what I mean?
Like,
you know
those
Krav Maga people?
Krav Maga.
They train for like the gun pointed to your head and shit. Like,
yeah.
Blah blah blah. But then
you seen the kid where it's like,
yeah,
she's like, that kid is dead. R.I.P.
But then like you don't know if that shit's gonna work until it happens.
Yeah,
you know,
because your instinct isn't telling you to like,
yeah.
That's why it's sometimes I roast the karate mans, because like in a fight when they're doing their patterns, like you're not busting out during a fight doing your patterns. You feel
that's
me?
So true. It's
like
so true.
You're just gonna swing.
Mm-hmm. But it is like I guess it's form at the same time.
Yeah.
But, fam, just wanted to spar.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I get into a street fight low-key, man, I would just start jumping around and kicking because that's all I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you ever get in a street fight and you're outnumbered, just cut.
Really?
It's not worth. It's not 100%. Worth fighting. It's never worth fighting. Yeah. It's only worth fighting if, you have something to fight for. What are you fighting for, right? Are you fighting for your life? Are you fighting to impress somebody? Are you fighting to, what, prove something?
Yeah.
Nah, at the end of the day, you only fight if you have something you're fighting for.
Yeah, bro. And then, like, I was cornered before in Toronto. Mm-hmm. I was with my cousin.
Yeah.
And we got cornered by, like, these four dudes.
Yeah.
And they gave me the, yo, nice shoes, bro. What size are they? I'm like, oh, fuck. Right? So I'm sitting there. I'm like, and my cousin tells me, give him your shoes, bro. It's not worth your life.
Mm.
So I take off my shoes, give it to them.
Word.
I walk home with no shoes.
Damn. Seriously? Yeah. I never heard this.
Yeah.
Shit, bro.
But like, some people are so stupid enough that like, nah, bro. Like, shoot me for my shoes. Like, what, fam? Mm. Like, give your shoes away, dog. Like, my cousin's way more street smart than me. He's like, just take it.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, if you're in a position where, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
If you're outnumbered, be smart.
Yeah, it was 2-on-4. It was 2-on-4.
Yeah, if it's something like that, you know, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Unless you get them, like, off guard, but, like, shit. Yeah, no?
That's why I'm like, I don't want to risk my life just because of shoes, bro.
Yeah, just be safe. Be safe. Be smart, most thing.
Real shit.
Always.
Real shit. Or just fucking start screaming.
Yeah, you just start screaming.
Because low-key, if I'm in that position, I'm just like, ah! So, like, this guy's weird. Let's leave him alone.
Yo, one way, okay, this kind of a life hack. Okay. This might not work with everybody, but if you ever get in a position where you're outnumbered, one way you can, like, push them away or, like, get them away from you.
Yeah.
It's to just fucking flare your arms everywhere. Be unpredictable. Be look like a threat, fam. Because if you ever see like a buck tee, bam, those buck tees that swing wildly,
you're kind of like,
you don't want to fight them already.
Yeah.
So if you see somebody like that, like, oh shit. Yeah, I'm
yeah, low key, you're right. Because you can't fuck with loco. Like if you're like exactly. loco, like, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, nothing to lose. Like, he's not right in the head.
Yeah.
Then I don't even want to fight you no more.
Yeah, black girl has nothing to lose, fam.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But yeah, good life hack to end it off.
All right, let's end it there.
Yeah, fam.
All right, thank you everyone for watching today's episode. Any announcements?
I'm starting my Twitch soon. Just be on the lookout for that. All the equipment's coming in.
Stay tuned for Gavin's Twitch. Stay tuned for my channel. I'm going to drop this month.
Let's go.
I'm going to drop Nostalgia Tripping first episode, so stay tuned for that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, jumpers jump out.
Deuces.